Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Everything Connects by Faisal Haq and Drake Bear. Sophie, I gotta say, this book hit me right where I live.
Hey there, Sam. Yeah, it's one of those books that feels like it was written specifically for the chaos of right now. Everything Connects is basically an antidote to the way we're all living fragmented, scattered, trying to optimize each piece of our lives separately.
Exactly. And the central idea is right there in the title. Everything is connected. Our inner world of thoughts and feelings, our outer world of actions and results, it's all one system. But we keep acting like we're machines.
Right, the authors make this great distinction. A machine works best when you isolate its parts. But a system, like a human being, works best when the relationships between parts are healthy. You can't compartmentalize stress at work and expect it not to leak into your relationships or your health.
Yeah, I had this moment reading it where I thought about last week I was super impatient with my kid, and it had nothing to do with him. It was because I was carrying this anxiety from a project at work, and I didn't even realize it until I read this.
That's exactly the kind of pattern the book wants us to see. And their framework for doing that is three dimensions: mindfulness, being, and undoing. They're not steps you do in order, they're simultaneous, interwoven.
Okay, so mindfulness is the foundation. And they're not just talking about sitting on a cushion. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's the pause between stimulus and response.
Exactly. Without that pause, we're just reacting on autopilot. And mindfulness lets us see the connections between our thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. So you notice that the tightness in your chest is connected to that email you just read.
Then from that awareness comes being. And being isn't passive. It's actively cultivating your core identity, your values, your purpose. Most of us live from the outside in, letting our job title or other people's expectations define us.
We become human doings instead of human beings. And that's a recipe for burnout. The book says when we connect with our authentic values, our actions start to feel meaningful. It's like we finally have a compass.
And then doing is the natural expression of that. It's not about hustle or productivity hacks. It's purposeful action that's aligned with who you are. The authors say that when doing is divorced from being, you get that successful but empty feeling.
That's the part that really got me. So much of the business world is just about doing. Hit the goals, optimize the metrics. But if it's not connected to a deeper purpose, it feels hollow. This book reframes action as something that can generate energy instead of draining it.
And they also challenge work-life balance. I love that. They say balance implies work and life are opposing forces that you have to trade off. Instead, they propose work-life integration.
It's not about equal hours. It's about making the boundaries porous and harmonious. When you're mindful, you can bring your whole self to work, and you can bring the creativity from work back into your personal life. A bad day at the office doesn't have to ruin your evening.
Yeah, because you see the stress as a passing state, not who you are. That's huge. And they apply this to leadership too. The best leaders are self-aware, authentic, empathetic. They lead from their being, not from a script.
Whole person leadership, they call it, and creativity too. It's not a lightning bolt. It's a natural capacity that emerges when your mind is calm, open, and connected to purpose. That's why insights come in the shower or on a walk.
So failure is reframed as feedback. When you're grounded in your being, your ego is less fragile. You can ask, what is this teaching me? Instead of spiraling into shame. That's such a healthier way to live.
And it all comes down to daily practice. Small rituals that reinforce the connection between mindfulness, being, and doing. A morning quiet time before checking your phone, a midday walk, evening journaling. The intention is to keep coming back to the present.
It's a lifelong journey, not a destination. There's no perfect state of integration. You just notice when you're disconnected and gently guide yourself back. That's the practice.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
The big takeaway for me is that the most important project you'll ever work on is not your career or your portfolio. It's the project of your own self. Cultivate that inner connection and everything else follows.
Absolutely. Become mindful, discover your being, and let your doing flow from that deep center. We'll see you in the next one.